and the Holy Spirit just overshadowed me. Jesus, just take the truth from the Word to speak to us. Yeah. Scripture today, the Lord just shared just on my heart and mind when I woke up this morning, some familiar verses to us. Out of Romans chapter 5. Just such cool stuff in here. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained our introduction by faith into this grace in which we stand. And that word obtained is the word for access, that we have access into this grace which God has planted us. Where He's put us is like, that word literally means like planting something. That you as a Christian have been planted in grace, right? And we have access to that. We have all access to this grace. And again, I repeat this every day to myself, so you've heard it, and we're just going to keep doing it. If you can kind of give a little bit of a definition to grace, you really can. But is God's limitless, continual affection, acceptance, His ability, His activity as a free gift, flowing from His goodness in the person of Christ toward you, in you, and through you. Okay? You have that access. That's where you're planted. And access means draw from it. You need it, right? You need God's knowing that He accepts you. His affections are toward you. It's His ability in you. His activity through you. Right? As a free gift. In the person of Christ. Always flowing. Okay? You're like in this river that's just constantly flowing. So we have access to this. Therefore, we exult in hope of the glory of God. And that word exalt just really means, from the Greek, just to lift, have your head lifted high, you know, a little further, boasting from a particular vantage point by having the right base of operation to deal successfully with the matter. So the right base of operation when I lift my head up high is the grace of God, right? And that can make me lift my head up high and look forward to the glory of God, which means that I'm going to get to experience His presence, and I'm looking to hope, okay? And it's always intrigued me why these next few verses, because the ways of the Lord are not our ways, but He does know what He's doing, right? And after it says this awesome thing, you've been planted in grace, you have access to it, lift your head up, that's your base of operation. Look to the revelation Scripture says that's going to be brought to you with Jesus. You know, anything you go through, there's the hope of you're going to have a deeper revelation of Jesus, right? And it says, all right, after knowing this, okay, we now are going to exult in our tribulations. And tribulation, this word here, is just a narrow, squeezing place where, even where things are constricted and rubbing together. Okay? Looking forward to, this is what it said, we're going to exalt, head lifted high, looking for the hope of the glory of God, standing in grace, and therefore it's almost like you welcome Him. Right? We exalt in these things. Because tribulation brings about this awesome thing called perseverance. Or endurance. When it uses the word perseverance, it also, you know, when you're reading Scripture, perseverance or endurance. Okay? So important. And just in simple terms with that, you know, it's just to remain under, to be enabled while you're, you know, to remain. You don't jump ship, you don't bail. Okay? And that's what happens with us when the Lord's just doing this work in us. Sometimes we don't see the completion of it because we bail. Right? Before it's time to get out of it. We want out of it because we want relief. Right? Which is this awesome familiar verse is also in James. I was thinking of that. I love this. These familiar refrigerator verses. Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance, perseverance, same thing, and let it have its perfect result, so that you may be mature and complete, lacking in nothing. That perseverance and endurance brings about a maturity where you're lacking in nothing. And that word consider seems like just a simple word, consider, but that actually that word means like a word where a chief leads his people. Like a chief, I think of a chief of, you know, the Native Americans or something like that, or a warrior chief, and he's leading it through it. But it said, but joy is what's leading you through there. Okay? And the word joy here, the word joy and rejoice is rooted in the word grace. You know that? The word joy. And literally means to draw from the grace of God. So when I consider something joy, like, okay, now I've got to be happy through this, is not really what it's saying, even though that can be the result. What it means is, let this lead you through this, the grace of God. Draw from, lean into His ability, His activity, His effect, all that stuff that grace is to you. That's what the word joy means. So joy is leading you through that. Right? That you need the grace of God. And grace is what's leading you. That helps you with the endurance and perseverance. Okay? You think, well, I don't feel very joyful. Well, you don't have to feel joyful to be joyful. If you're drawing from the grace of God, that's rejoicing. Because sometimes you just feel bad, right? But you can still be joyful, because what you're looking for, and what that little thing inside of you can be like, yay, is the revelation of Jesus that you're going to get through this. That's what keeps your head lifted high, right? Knowing that that's what you're going to encounter. And then back in Romans, I love that. The perseverance somehow brings about genuine character, proving the character of Christ, right? So somehow this perseverance, I always look at it like it helps me understand it, because everything's, I'm visual. It's like a watermelon seed. You know, you ever do that? Take a watermelon seed and squeeze it, shoot it at each other. Tell everybody. Yeah. Well, you can do that. Get your watermelon, get the seed, squeeze it, and it'll shoot. Right? In the same way, God uses His squeezing to bring out of us our new creation. The character. That's one with the grace of God. Right? That's how He just does it. That's His way. So, the perseverance brings about the new creation, the new character, right? So that the next time you go through them, you'll do a lot better. And then this genuine character produces hope, right? You think, well, let's start with hope, not end with hope. Well, you look to hope, right? That anticipation, we talk about that all the time. And again, this is a visual thing that I think I read it somewhere, but where you know someone's, like when I was little, you know, knowing my dad was going to come, we were going to go, you know, he had to go work or something, we were going to go fishing that afternoon, and I'm just looking, waiting for him to come, you know, I'm at the window just watching the cars, that anticipation you got, oh man, we're fixing it, this is going to be fun, you know, that's what hope is. It's expectation that God is going to come through, right? So, you see the sequence of how God does things. His ways aren't our ways. But we have the head lifted high, looking forward, letting joy be the chief, drawing from the grace of God, knowing that this perseverance is going to bring about maturity, and really, which means it's going to bring about a great experience and revelation of Jesus. Which is right? In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.